All right, so tell me how the most recent Gillnet opening went.
The catch was sockeye wasn't that good. It was about 4,600 sockeye, the average is closer to 20,000. And so that puts us at a cumulative sockeye catch of about 20,000 and about a quarter of where we have been in the average. And so far, our sockeye harvest this year has not been very good. And a lot of that is because of two things, the weakness of the main stem sockeye, Chilkat sockeye, and then a surprising weakness in the Chilkoot Lake sockeye return as well. Chum salmon-wise, we caught another 46,000 or 41,000, which puts us up to, still we're at 1.4 million. I said 1.5 last week, but I was overestimating then. So we're about 1.4, which is a nice high number. We're not a record, but pushing the record.
But it's the sockeye that the commercial fishermen are wanting to see right now, and they're not really seeing a lot.
Yeah, they have not. But there's some signs that that we're going to be okay with the Chilkat sockeye. Not a whole lot of signs yet, but back to the seine harvest, they did catch a lot, not a lot, but they caught a relatively high percentage of sockeye the last time they did a test fishery. So that may indicate there's fish coming our way. I think the catch will be increasing this week as the run comes in for the Chilkat Lake. For the opening this week, I gave 2 days and moved the line on the Chilkat side, moved the line up to Glacier Point, which opens up Twin Coves for a fishing area, which should be a better place for them to harvest fish. And also I gave 2 days in south of Bridget, which instead of 1 day last week. And that will also give more time, more space for them and more time in that space to catch sockeye. So if there's fish coming in, we'll see them in the harvest this week.
Did you already mention how the Chilkoot sockeye are looking? Is it still worrying?
Chilkoot sockeye had a surge in the last couple of days and actually last week, and we're now at 25.5, I think, out there, plus whatever we escaped today. And it's still low, relatively low, but the projection with about 60% of the run-in should be, 40,000 total. But we've shut down, I've shut down a lot of the fishery for quite some time now all along the East Shore. And so we've opened up a lot of area for the fish to swim through without me knowing how many there are and without anybody catching them. And so we don't really know what's coming. I'm hoping that it'll push at least that high. If it goes higher, then we'll think more about opening up on the Chilkoot side for some commercial fishing.
And I believe there were some changes to the subsistence fishery starting, was it July 31st or August 1st?
Yeah, as of August 1st, the river opened back up 7 days a week from 4 mile to 1 mile above the Wells Bridge. And then the Chilkat Inlet is open up, with all the way up. And Chilkat Inlet is open for subsistence fishing during the normal days, which is Saturday through the close of the gillnet opening.
Anything else that you want to talk about?
I would like to talk just for a minute, if I could. Just we're having trouble with the public out at Chilkoot Weir, and it's getting to be quite extreme and dangerous for both fish and game personnel and for the public. The bears feed on pink salmon on the weir, and people want to take photographs of them. They want to see them, but they don't realize or don't take into account the fact that we have personnel on the weir and people standing on the road right at the weir where they're not supposed to stand. And our personnel out there counting fish make it so that the bears get stuck between those two places. And it's very, very difficult on our personnel, and it's very dangerous for the public. And yet the public wants to see the bears. And so the only way we can keep them off is we chase them off the weir back up into the woods, and we can't do that if there's a crowd of people standing there. And so it makes our job almost impossible and very dangerous.